Why do people buy? Seems to be a simple enough question, but in this session, we're going to share with you why your prospects could really care less about you, your club, the equipment that's in there, and the classes. Because what prospects care about is them. Understanding just that one critical fact will make you much more successful. Whenever people say that they want to think about it, what they're really saying is that you really haven't caught their eye and or interest about the benefits of membership at your club. In the fitness business, people have made a habit of thinking about getting into shape all their adult lives, and that's why they tell you they want to think about it before joining your club. The fact is, if you let them leave to think about it, most of them will never be back, because they've already made a habit of thinking about it, and it's easier to continue to just think about it rather than actually making a change in their lives by joining your club. Let's face it, for the most people, it's easier not to exercise than it is to exercise. You'll hear us say repeatedly that your job is to identify your prospects' emotional reasons for joining and show them how your club can satisfy those desires. This will break their habitual pattern of procrastination and make it easier for them to join your club. The following exercise that I'm going to walk you through will show you exactly how to do that. Here's a question for you. How do you arouse your prospective member's emotional desire to join your club? Answer, by identifying the 5 to 10 most attractive features of your club, and then answering the following questions. What benefits do these features offer? What's in it for my prospective member? In a sense, why do they want to enjoy those benefits? Why should our prospects buy from us? Why should my prospects join my club and not the other club in the neighborhood? What is my club's competitive advantage? And finally, how can I use that competitive advantage to arouse my prospects' emotional desire to join my club? What you'll find both in this session that's been emailed to you and on the website is a one-page sheet to help you with this exercise. At the top it says, what are the 5 to 10 most attractive features of your club? I encourage you to print this out and go through this exercise. By answering these questions and having the answers to them memorized, you'll be well on your way to helping both yourself and your prospects understand the emotional reasons they want to join your club and show them how your club can satisfy each and every one of those reasons and get you to the sale quicker. It's not a difficult exercise, but probably one that you've never thought about or actually done. On behalf of Profit Partners, this is Alan Boucher. Best of luck and make it a great week. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Greetings again from Profit Partners. In this session, I want to share with you some ideas on how you can convert your prospects' health and fitness goals into the underlying emotional reasons that they're really joining your club. The first step in this process is to identify the difference between a product feature and a product benefit. A feature is what a product or service, like your club, has as far as their attributes are concerned. For example, your club has treadmills. That's a feature of the club. A product benefit is what the product feature will do for your member. Walking the treadmill will help the member burn calories and lose weight. That's the benefit. The benefit is what the feature will produce in the member's life. When you ask prospective members what they want out of the club, and they tell you that they want to walk the treadmill, ask them what they hope to achieve by using that particular piece of equipment. A good question to ask that will get prospects to realize the benefit of walking the treadmill is, what do you hope to achieve by walking the treadmill? Another way to ask the same question, is there any special reason you want to walk the treadmill? For customers in places like South Florida and warmer climates here in the U.S., it gets pretty hot during the year. Some people join clubs because it's just too hot to walk outside in the summer. But we would never have known this if we didn't take the time to ask them. Let me take a few seconds and list some of the features and benefits that you'll find in most health clubs. Notice as I go through these that the features are what your club has to offer your prospects, whereas the benefits are what your prospects will achieve as a result of using these features of your club. What will the features of your club do for your prospective members? Your objective is to get your prospects to talk about the benefits they want to achieve as a result of joining your club. It is what they are going to achieve that's going to motivate them to join and sign up today, not what your club has in the way of equipment or number of classes or number of personal trainers. Here's what I mean. Let me list for you some typical health club features. You ready? Aerobic classes, treadmills, life cycles, stairmasters, yoga classes, well-lit parking, Bodymaster equipment, Cybex equipment, Nautilus equipment, spinning classes, body pump classes, your friendly staff, tennis courts, racquetball, private showers, saunas, babysitting, massage services, tanning, free weights, water aerobics. Okay, I think you get the idea. Now, sit back and let me compare for you and think about that list we went through and let me go through the benefits that are achieved at your health club. Things like weight loss, looking better, attracting a date, having better sex, lower stress, improved energy levels, feeling better, training for a marathon, training for any athletic event, being more productive, distractions from pain, distractions perhaps and reduce stress from the loss of a loved one, to prepare for a vacation like hiking or skiing. Let's see, what else? Looking great for an upcoming wedding, taking your doctor's advice, improving your self-esteem, staying in shape either before or after a pregnancy. When prospects give you answers like the benefits we've listed above, you are well on your way to making your sale, but you're not home yet. The next step to the feature and benefit process is to find out how not enjoying those benefits right now is affecting your prospects in their lives. You have to find out what's going on in their day-to-day lives and how it's going to affect them if they don't join. If they don't join your club, they're going to become worse off than they are right now. A simple question you can ask your prospects when they give you an answer from the benefit list above is, how is that affecting your life right now? Let me give you a few examples. How is having too much stress affecting them in their life right now? How is a low energy level affecting them in their life right now? How is not having enough time to work out affecting you in your life right now? How is not being in shape for that upcoming 10K race affecting you in your life right now? How's the fact that your doctor has said that they have or will have osteoporosis affecting them in their life right now? The answers to these questions will begin to arouse emotional desire that will cause prospective members to join your club. How many times have you done a great presentation, given a great tour? You're sure they're going to join, but they end up not joining. You never got them to reveal their emotional reason for joining, and as a result, they told you they wanted to think about it, didn't they? Probably happened to us more than we want to admit. So remember this, health and fitness alone don't make the sale. The master skill is to be able to convert health and fitness goals into emotional responses and emotional reasons to join the club. The reason people continually put off joining your club is that nobody has ever shown them how joining your club will satisfy their emotional desire to enjoy the benefits membership at your club will provide them. Let me put it in a different way. Who the heck wants to do cardio workouts and lift weights? How boring. But everybody wants those activities for what they can produce in their lives. Think of the young lady who wants to get a sculpted hourglass figure that's going to make guys want her. Think about an athlete who wants a super fit body that'll allow him to compete in next year's triathlon. Or how about the middle-aged businessman who wants a body so that he's not panting after walking up and down three flights of stairs as he gets in and out of his office. Maybe there's a mom who's just looking for that energy level to keep up with those kids of hers. Perhaps an entrepreneur who joins wants the confidence of knowing that being in shape can add 2 to 3 hours of productivity to her day, each and every day. These are some of the emotional desires that the features and the benefits of your club can produce in their lives. Here are a couple final examples of converting features into benefits and then arousing the emotional desire that will cause your prospects to join. Let me use an example in the world of tennis. Would you rather have the newest tennis racket or a better tennis game? Now, what would you rather have? A better tennis game or a victory at your local tournament? The tennis racket is the feature. A better tennis game is the benefit. But the emotional desire is to kick butt in the tennis tournament in town. Notice the progression from feature to benefit to emotional desire. Let's bring it back to the world of our health club. A prospective member wants to walk the treadmill. Remember, that's a feature. In order to lose some weight, there's our benefit. So that she'll be physically attractive for the upcoming prom. That's her emotional desire. Now don't worry, we're going to give you some thought-provoking questions to help you get the feature, benefit, emotion, desire process rolling each and every time you give a tour. This one lesson that we've reviewed here today is a great brainstorming session to get together with your staff, brainstorm some of the different answers that you have until you come away comfortable with this entire process of working through features, benefits, and emotions. Once again, you can identify the emotional reason by asking your prospects why they want to achieve the benefits your club has to offer and what is going to happen if they keep putting it off. I trust this lesson's material has been real helpful to you. Use it and make it a great day.